Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. We're continuing right on in a message I started a few days ago entitled, You Can Know the Will of God for Your Life. God does not desire to keep His heart, His will, His ways, a mystery to you. And while the Word of God does talk about the mysteries of God, as I shared on a previous broadcast, the mysteries that were hidden for a long, long time became revealed and became understood with the advent of the Lord Jesus Christ, with the work of the new covenant that was accomplished by His blood, and the wonderful, marvelous mystery that Jews and Gentiles could be united in one new man in the body of Christ. Beloved, God wants not only to reveal the secrets of the Word of God, but He wants us to understand His plan, His direction for our lives. He wants to guide us day by day. And also, another function of the Holy Spirit is to show us things to come. There's something about the human heart. We just want to know the future. And God has provided that for us through the leading and prompting of the Holy Spirit, as He wills. Now, because man has such a desire to know what's ahead, we see the unsaved going to the occult, fortune tellers, things like that, to try to know what the future holds. But there's only one who knows the future, and that is He who is beyond time, who is above time, the God of the past, present, and future, He who was and is to come. He alone knows what He has in the ages to come for His people. And so He is a wonderful, beautiful being that we can absolutely trust. Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verse 17 says, Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Paul states in Colossians 1:19, we desire that ye may be filled with the knowledge of His will. And then a little further on in the 4th chapter, verse 12, the Word declares that ye may stand perfect and complete in the will of God. Hebrews 10:36 says, For, and this is something that's sometimes hard for us to walk in, ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Another scripture, 1 Peter 2:15 says, For so is the will of God, that with well-doing, ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. And there's another mighty promise to those who are willing to do the will of God. And this is found in 1 John 2:17. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Hallelujah. Beloved, if we could just take a moment in our lives and just step back from the busyness of and all the things we're involved in and just look at eternity, look at the things that are ahead for us. We are eternal beings. The spirit of man will not die. And that's why it's so crucial in the hour in which we're living that people get right with God, because a time of grace is coming to a close. People will ultimately make a choice. There are multitudes in the valley of decision. And they either will accept the salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, or they will reject him. And there's no middle ground. There are some who maybe seem to straddle the fence right now, but in time they will have to make an ultimate decision. And so, beloved, God has so much for us, but we need to step aside and just say, Lord, and also for those of you who may be really feeling you don't have enough time to get things done, he's given us all the same amount of time, 24 hours in every day, and he's given us enough time to do his will. Remember that the burden of the Lord, the yoke of the Lord is easy, his burden is light. He doesn't run us into the ground. Sometimes in zeal or in well-meaning, we might just want to burn out for God, but I don't believe that's God's desire. I believe we see beautiful examples in the life of Jesus. There were times he said to the disciples, come aside and rest. There were times he drew away to have a solitary time with the Father. And so we need that kind of balance in our lives. But now, going back to the truth that we can know the will of God, the first prerequisite, of course, is to be in relationship with God. You must be saved, genuinely saved from your sins. You see, God makes plans for his children, and if you're not saved, then you cannot know the details and the blessings of God's plan for your life. And I'm going to stop right now before sharing the second step in knowing the will of God. If you are in doubt, if you have not accepted Jesus as your Savior, you can do it very simply. You can do it right now. You have to realize that you are a sinner, that your sins have separated you from God, that not only the things you have done willingly, but just man himself, there's original sin. We are children of Adam and Eve, our first parents. And so by willingly coming to God and believing that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, that he not only died, but he rose again. He was resurrected on the third day, and he is alive forevermore. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, living to make intercession for you. It's such a comforting thought to know that when I was out in the world and I was unsaved, that Jesus was praying for me. There were others too that I may not only never know until I'm with the Lord. And so make that step right now. Just say, Jesus, I believe you are who you said you are. I believe you are the Son of God and the Son of Man, and you became my sacrifice to pay the debt for my sins, a debt that I could not pay. And Lord, I receive you into my heart and life right now, and I thank you for it, for showing me your way, for leading me in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. In the name of Jesus, I ask that. And those of you who might be afar off, those who maybe you've been backslid, you're not where you should be, all you have to do is repent and come back to the Lord. If we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, who's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Do that now. Lord, I come to you, Father. I've been as a prodigal son. I've walked away, and Father, I'm asking right now for you to forgive me and to restore me into right relationship with you as I seek from this point on to know you and to do your will in Jesus' name. Praise God. All right, so I'm sharing, how can we know the will of God? Well, we have to be saved. We have to be in right relationship with the Lord. And then the second important step in knowing the will of God for your life is yielding to the will of God. And this is an act of complete yieldedness to the will of your Heavenly Father, knowing that he's a loving and a good God. He doesn't, testings, battles might come, but the word confirms and comforts us with the fact that he will not give us anything greater than we can bear. Many people want to know the will of God for their lives, but they refuse to let him direct their life. In days past, God spoke in various ways to those he called. He spoke to Moses through a burning bush. He spoke to Gideon through an angel. He spoke in the night to the child Samuel, and he appeared to the Apostle Paul with a blinding light of glory on the road to Damascus. God can still speak to us today in any way he chooses. But one sure way that we know is true is through the written word of God. And the Bible, beloved, is the living word of God. And he will make known his will to you one way or another. God will faithfully establish everything that he has promised to do. And you know what? He's right on time. He'll never be late. And he'll never forget. We can forget things, but he doesn't. And if we fail to know his will, it will be because some way or somehow we have failed. God never fails. He's never in error. He doesn't make a mistake. But I just want to encourage you, there doesn't have to be any failure. If you want to know what God has for you in his plan, his specific plan for your life, if you want to know more than anything else, if you want to know with all of your heart, God will show you, beloved. Praise God. Well, as the Lord will enable me to conclude this message, I'm going to save until tomorrow's broadcast some guidelines which it's important for us to understand. And so, as I bring this broadcast to a close, first of all, I want to thank you for joining me. If you're a new listener, we're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And I invite you to write and share your prayer requests. There's a power in agreeing prayer. And beloved, you may not have anyone who can stand with you in a specific area of need. Beloved, we need to pray specific prayers so we know when God gives the answer. And God is in the prayer answering business. The announcer will give you our contact information. You can email, but I do ask you to give your mailing address so I respond. I'm not able to spend much time on emails, but I respond via the U.S. Postal System. And I also invite you to become a part of my spiritual family and be blessed by the monthly letters of encouragement. Thank you for joining me. God bless you. I love you. I want to thank you for your continued prayers and your financial help. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.